Good morning. Welcome along to Tip Today on this Friday morning. 1800 938 007, our free phone number. Emma is producing. She'd be happy to hear from you over the next 3 hours. Coming up on the show this morning, Johnny Luby will have his weekly ramblings for us. He'll join me in just a little while. A compelling new book by another of Ireland's Magdalen Laundries survivors, and we'll be speaking to her later on in the programme. But it's a horrendous tale of cruelty and awfulness. We speak to the speech therapist, Susanna Stokes, who works in Mehel. The latest on the farming news, and of course our Friday panel will unpack the big topics of the week. So all of that and much, much more on the way. Quick look at the headlines right across the newspapers today, particularly the Irish Indo and the Irish Daily Mail, leading with the saga of the Kerry babies, and the Indo telling us that a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s were yesterday arrested in connection with the Kerry babies case. The arrests come almost 40 years after the discovery of a male infant with multiple injuries at White Strand in Carter's Iveen in 1984. And for those of us of a certain age, of course, that would have a big resonance indeed. The Irish Examiner, and again, they're covering that story of what's happening in Kerry. Also, a story on the Examiner today. I never knew menopause had killed my mum, so said Sally Ann Brady, who lost her mother to suicide during early menopause. And Miss Brady used yesterday's National Menopause Summit in Dublin to demand greater supports for menopausal women battling depression. Also on the Examiner today, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien. He's to meet with the Minister of State for Older People, Mary Butler, today in a bid to allay fears over a move to let nursing home residents retain 100% of rental income to their homes. Now, you might remember this was one of the demands from the regional group to have their support of the government in that motion brought by Sinn Féin in the Dáil on a Wednesday. But it's going to be interesting what happens with that. We'll be discussing it a little later on in the programme as well. To the Irish Times, and they're telling us that EU leaders even agreed last night to jointly purchase 1 million artillery shells and send them to Ukraine over the next year, as the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar warned that appeasement has failed and Putin will stop where we stop him. Now, asked how the Taoiseach say we must stop Putin but refuse to play any part in military aid, a spokesman for Leo said that Ireland is not politically neutral regarding Ukraine, but we are militarily neutral. So you'd wonder how much of that is semantics and the like. Anyway, do you want to comment on any of that? And if you do, 083 311 3311. But I have to mention, because photographs all over the newspapers today of Alana Quinn Idris with her mother Jamie speaking to the media after Dara Lyons was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison after taking part in what a judge termed a savage attack that left the young lady blind in one eye. The teenager was jailed for 4.5 years after the girl was left blind in one eye. And her photographs right across the newspapers, the most beautiful, beautiful young girl, 18 years old. And she made the point that she will have this wound for life, while the perpetrator will walk free after 4.5 years. Anyway, as I say, 083 311 3311. Now, delighted to be joined by Johnny Luby. Good morning, Johnny.
Friend, how's it going, lad?
The going is very well indeed. Did you want to say something about something you saw in the newspaper today, Johnny?
That's right, Jeff, and just a few headings that are there to the amazing. You know, this day in history, North Korea, the test fired its giant Hwasong 17 intercontinental ballistic missile in a test ordered and overseen by North Korea's leader, one of them Youngs.
One of the Youngs from Korea.
Because they're the Youngs and the regular Youngs of the halfway between Boris and Nina. But it is amazing, Fran. In 1958, rock and roll star Elvis Presley was drafted into the US Army for 2 years, serving as a regular soldier. But, Fran, here's one now, and I thought it was you.
Did you?
In 2010, scientists, they revealed that they had identified a previously unknown type of ancient human found in Siberia. Now, they asked around confidentially, you know, to anybody. I said, to tell his friend Curry's crew. And your man said, no, he said, this fella had no brains. He said, the Curries have plenty of brains. And in 2013, Cyprus was offered, imagine, a $13 billion bailout.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Like, amazing, I mean, yeah. Somebody has the money. I mean, like, if it's owed, somebody else has it, isn't that it?
Was it Tommy Tiernan? One of the comedians made that point that, you know, all the countries that are in debt for huge, huge amounts of money, where did the money come from, he was wondering.
And where did it go? I mean, somebody has it, you know. And then another hidden, Dobson rules out Late Late Show. Claire Burden remains the front runner for the Late Late. Dobson is one of RT's best known names and has been a guest on the Late Late Show in the past. So he is ruled out.
Yeah, one of our listeners nominated you during the week.
Oh, Jesus, no, friend. I'd be like the government. If I had too much money, I wouldn't know what to do with it. And then, Fran, another heading, and the Isle Lobby. Yeah. And there is renewed focus on energy costs for households after his emerged DSB profit surged to 857 million following price hikes in the teeth of the energy crisis. However, the leading spokesman, Environmental Minister, Mr. Eamon Ryan, he would not commit to the introduction of another 200 electricity bill for all households. He cautioned that windfall tax proceeds may not cover the whole lot. And on the third one, the heading was HSE spends 40,000 to outbid fake pregnancy agencies.
What?
HSE spends 40,000 to outbid fake pregnancy agencies. Google and cost slammed as a waste of money by a TD. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Like, they all have so much money. And finally, Fran, can Dublin Port plan make us feel like a maritime city again? The plans include new pedestrian paths and cycle lanes and a proposed greenway at the heart of Dublin. And they said this is what will interest most Dubliners, to the case affect the rest of the country. 3FM wants to create a new maritime village where people can socialise, exercise and take part in water activities. And there we are, travelling the roads of Ireland and plenty of water in the potholes and everything else. And we're trying to avoid them, and they're trying to put up a bloody maritime village. Isn't it amazing what they can do in Dublin? Eamon Ryan, in my book, it's only my opinion, wants to get it done now whilst he's in power, because he'll have no chance when he's gone.
Do you think he won't make it into the next government? No.
None. There was ever no one. It's as simple as that. Anyway, friend, before I get down to the nitty-gritty, there's a spring concert in Rose Green Church on Friday next.
Right.
Now, it's not a church concert.
A spring concert?
A spring.
Right.
And it's in aid of the Cashel Daycare Centre. Most of the proceeds are going there. You have the Cashel Community School Choir, and you have the New Inn Vices and top locals. 8 o'clock sharp. Tickets can be got from Pat Cummins, any committee member of the shop in Rose Green. And I am reliably informed that one of the locals could be Fairy Cormac.
Fairy Cormac. He's going to perform on the night, will he?
Well, he's going to sing his famous song where he meets a girl and he... They tip away and all that kind of a caper. But the very last line is, and it's my own bloody business what she did to me. But I fairly could be on that thing.
That's worth going for just on its own, I would imagine.
Yeah, the 14th of August. It's written on a headstone, isn't it?
The 14th of August.
Yeah, the 4th, the Brew.
Oh, you and ourselves and all of that in Brew.
That's
yes.
Right, yeah. Tickets, people are asking me for tickets. I have not a clue of where, Google it or go up to the Rock or...
Right, I think it's about half sold at the moment. 062-611-22, I think, is the number there for Brew.
Yeah, that'll be another bloody nightmare now for the next couple.
And the rumour is that, like Fairy Cormac, you're going to sing on the night as well?
You'll say, I hope it's the last song of the night, because they will all disappear. Clonmel Celtic, that wonderful soccer club that I speak about every week, they have their big dog night, April the 30th. It's the Sunday night. The bank holiday is the Monday, the day after. So they're expecting a huge crowd at Clonmel Stadium there. They have everything else. And of course, next Sunday week, tomorrow or Sunday week, St. Michael's played the FAI Junior Cup semi-final down in a place called Ferry Carrick Park down in County Wexford. They play Gorey in the FAI Junior Cup semi-final, where over 900 teams took Perth, and they're down to the last four, so the very best of luck to them. I suppose, Fran, on the rugby scene last weekend, it was magnificent, Ireland v England. It's a case of where did you go to watch it? If you don't mind, Fran, I went to five pubs.
Did you?
I saw the first quarter of an hour in Corney's, I saw the next one in Lowry's, and the next one in Noel Ryan's. Then, and the four, I saw maybe some of the second half then in the Porterhouse. He was asking for you, by the way, Eamon.
I saw him dancing recently, buddy. Did you ever see him dancing?
No, Fran.
I'll tell you
one thing. He's well able to dance inside the counter when he's taken in the twine. But I know a fine house scout. They have a magnificent setup there in the Porterhouse. And of course, then, I wasn't happy then. We adjourned then to the local where the crack was right good and watched the last quarter of an hour. England put up a marvellous show considering that they had 14 players. I know when a head injury is there, it's automatically a red card. Yeah. But I just thought in this particular instance that it was maybe it merited a yellow card, but look, England put up a good performance. Ireland, of course, were under all the pressure. They didn't play the way we expect them to play, but I see Johnny Sexton is going to be a huge doubt now for the next couple of months with Leinster, and that's the one thing that would say to me that about the World Cup in the rugby, when you have maybe 9 or 10 Leinster players on the team, and the Heineken Cup is in full flow, where they have to travel then in the league games out to South Africa maybe a fortnight before the Heineken Cup final is played in Dublin, them lads are going to be fairly tested physically wise and the whole lot, and it's going to be huge I suppose last weekend our hurlers went up north. They took care of Antrim. And Liam Cahill has done a wonderful job with them. They've won their 5 games so far. And of course, the prize for winning our top in their section was, if you don't mind, Limerick in a league semi final. That's going to be a huge game inside in Limerick. Liam has got what he wanted to get out of it. And if they're beaten, they're beaten. He has a month to resurrect them. Whereas if you got to a league final and you're beaten, you've only a fortnight to keep up the heads again. But I would say myself he'll go for it. He'll put out a decent team and see where he stands. Our footballers hadn't the best of luck in that league. I suppose injuries played a huge part with them when you're missing your 2 or 3 big guys and that and your other lads, but they all got blooded, and that's the important thing. Our ladies are absolutely flying in football, Gaelic football, and in the Camogie. They're top class, you know. The rugby, of course, this weekend, Munster are playing tomorrow night in Limerick at 5:30. You have Tipperary playing at 7 o'clock, I think, against Limerick, and you have the under-20s out in Clare at 2 o'clock tomorrow. You've also a huge night at the Greyhound Stadium in Limerick, where the Conan and E. Kirby, that's Noreen McManus' dad and mum, it's the biggest gig on the circuit for juvenile Greyhounds, and that's all the clubs are involved in Limerick, and there'll be a huge crowd there as well. Of course, the horse racing starts this weekend. The flat starts in the Curragh, so between the Curragh, I suppose Leopardstown, Tipperary race course, and that Clonmel hold one flat meeting during the year, but it's all down to the flat now, where the cool moors of this world. And
were you racing? Were you racing yesterday? Did you tell me you were racing yesterday? No.
Yeah, I got caught out in the rain. It was the students' day in Cork.
In
the thing, so I said I'd go down and see how they're all behaving themselves, and just like they behaved themselves the very same as all the drivers did last weekend when I'm reading the Garda report, where they went well done to them for the way that they patrolled Paddy's weekend or St. Patrick's weekend. It was huge, and it is a huge bonus to them as well, and to the drivers out there who took particular care on the road. And thanks be to God, we had no fatalities. We had a few injuries, but as I said, they were the students yesterday. They were well behaved down there.
Yeah.
And that. But I was just thinking, how many parties would you say are in Ireland? I'm not talking about drinking parties and house parties. I'm talking about how many parties would you say offhand between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and all them?
God, I don't know, Johnny.
Well, sure, you're Fianna Fáil 1, you're Fine Gael 2, you're Blaver 3, you have Sinn Féin 4, you have the Social Democrats 5, you have Michael Lowry's Colum 6, you have Matty McGrath's one is 7, you have the
well, they're groupings, they're not really
well, they look, they're kind of a party when they want to get a hold on the government. You have the
A&2,
and you have the people before profit, if you don't mind, or are they the people after profit?
I don't know which
they are, but when you have 9 or 10 parties, it is absolutely amazing in a small country like ours to say that we have 165 TDs and we cannot even, they can't even agree amongst themselves. You have other people then that won't vote, that girl from the Nessa Horgan, is it?
Nessa Harrigan, from the Greens.
Yeah, she didn't vote, she abstained. You see, and if we decided to do the same thing in the local election or the general elections, if we decided not to go, they'd be telling us, oh, it is our, you're right, or you should be voting because our people fought for the vote and the whole lot. And here some of them won't even vote themselves.
Yeah, well, she felt in her conscience and for her constituents and stuff that she couldn't vote.
Yeah, well, fair play to her. But you see, that in my book, then, that means that she voted. She voted. I don't know what way she
did.
Voted.
But a month ago, she voted against a Labour Party motion that had had a similar ethos to it. But anyway,
I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. Listen to me. They drive you up the bloody.
People are wondering, have you a problem with Nina Ormond? Because you never mentioned them last week.
I'm going to come to that now. The biggest match on Derby in Tipperary, apart from Kilfeekle Cam William. By the way, I saw Kilfeekle and Cam William fellas hugging each other inside in the porterhouse the other day when Yaman went over for a try for Ireland. I just shook my head.
Hugging each other.
I said, God. I can't believe this.
What has the world come to?
But anyway, fine. Nina Ormond are having a spectacular season, and fair play to them. I often had a good day and night up there. They're wonderful people. And that they got into a Munster Senior Cup final. They really put it up to young Munsters, and it was a wonderful game brought to us by Tip FM. There was a fine crowd there from Nina, and it was an awful pity after going so far that they just failed at the final hurdle by a couple of points. Tonight to take on Cashel team that has the hoodoo. Over Nina. I suppose if they have played on 10 occasions, in my book, Cashel have won on 8 occasions. That game is in Spurfield tonight at 8 o'clock. There will be a huge crowd there. And I've no doubt Nina will bring down a big crowd because being on a spectacular run, seemingly if they win tonight, they're on top of that 2A, which means that if they win that, they go up into 1B, with the likes of Gary Owen, Shannon, and all those top teams from Limerick. So fair play to Nina. But at the other side of the coin, if Cashel win as well, they're into a top four as well, which is a big thing for a playoffs and that. But it promises to be a tremendous game.
So this is a big game tonight, Johnny.
Yeah. What is a big game? And when I come out at the Fortney Road Cross years ago before Kilfeekle was formed, we turned left as youngsters to go in playing with Clan William, and then we turned right to go into the Cashel CBS school, and there we took off maybe playing a bit of rugby with Cashel. I would have many friends. I'd know an awful lot of the lads in Cashel. And there's part of me tonight saying I'll shout for Nina. Because of jealousy, you see. Isn't that it? And there's another part of me then would say, Christ, I love Brosnan. I like meeting the lads in there, the Johnny Hennigans and all of those lads, the Patsy O'Connells and all lads that we played hurling and football against years ago. So I think tonight I'll just go, friend. I have to go to Feddert first to bring a grandson down there. He's playing under 13 against Feddert. And by the way, I must mention Feddert as well, friend. Dave went through a marvellous season as well. They have a huge game on Sunday below in Town Park in Feddert, the all-weather pitch. I think they're taking on Kinsale. That game is maybe around 2 o'clock and they're expecting a huge support there, because if they win that, I think they're into some kind of a final playoff to go up into, maybe take on the bigger fish, the likes of Kilfeekle, Clan William, Tullis, Galbally and all of those. Mentioning Tullis, they had a bloody good season as well. I think they're out at the weekend where they play Clan William, and that, and I'm just looking at a couple of more things.
Dan was on to us from Nina, by the way, and he wants to pass on a big boule of boss to Johnny for the two great winners that he gave us for Cheltenham.
Oh, Christ, good time, Johnny. He won at 9-1.
Yeah.
Horse trained by Tony Merton. By God, there is something in all of that. And I'll tell you, friend, whilst you're off yourself on the junket with all the politicians last weekend, 'twas amazing that in all of them that went abroad, about 52 or 3, here's Ireland playing England, and the Minister for Sport or any of the rest of them, I couldn't say they weren't there.
Yeah, for such a big game.
And they knew all along, but no, they all wanted to tear off and spend money and everything else. And I've a funny feeling that the interpreter between Eamon Ryan and the Japanese or China, wherever he went out there, they'd only tell him what they want to tell him, and that's what he wants.
Eamon sorted everything out in China now. They'll, you know.
Yeah, he did, yeah. But, this morning I was having a shower early because I'd do a couple of jobs. Look out, of course, I texted Andrew Newby, but he wouldn't even read it out to know what was the morning like and tell me here on the Fourpenny Road and going without me having to get up. I got up, looked out the window, said, then I'd have a shower, friend. Mm. But I did the exact opposite thing this morning. Normally I shave first.
Right.
Because I live under glasses.
Okay.
But I had the shower this morning, stood then in front of the mirror to shave myself and put down my hand to the pick-up. Afterwards, I discovered what it was hair gel, and put it on my face.
Instead of shaving foam?
Yeah, instead of shaving, because instead of that other thing that the youngsters have, the smells of them, and that's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe it was the smells of myself as well, I don't know. But friend, and Christ, my face was fair rough this morning after that.
I'd imagine so, yeah. But so do you use hair gel as well then, Johnny?
Well, look, it's only to keep down the bit that's sticking out. I have to go. Is there any barber out there that would just give me a trim for nothing? And I will give him
a mention
on Tip FM. But I don't want some barber ringing from bloody Borough Sakane or Nina or someplace. Has to be local, friend.
Right, okay. Anybody around where? Tipperary Town, Cashel?
Tipperary Town, Cashel. Right, and that. Maybe the Girl in Gold, and we'll see what the crack is.
If you want to cut Johnny's strand of hair for him.
But, friend, to finish up then, of course, what happened was then I put on the underpants back to front.
God.
And the thing that separates us from the ladies, we'll say, in the lower regions of our...
Yes, we understand.
And that I couldn't find it. But anyway, friend, look, and then I didn't take off the long... Well, I changed the long johns, but I'm still wearing them, friend, until the 1st of April. And, of course, it's this weekend new time.
It is.
Right.
We'll have the brighter evenings then and all of that, you know. Even though I like the bright mornings, do you?
Yeah, friend, they're fine, yeah. Look, just hold on 1 second, friend.
Yeah,
this
okay.
phone is a message is coming through.
All right. Who's the message from?
Oh, jeez. You won't believe it. A girl called Muriel O'Connor.
Muriel O'Connor is texting you.
Well. As always, she says, with friend, she says, and thanks a million for mentioning August the 14th. she says, so with
she never misses out the trick, does
she?
She
never misses a trick. Yeah. So, friend, that's it. Now it is...
Very good. Somebody was saying to us about that England game again. Fair play to England. And they said hats off to them. Congratulations. They shook hands and they stayed on the pitch. And it says there's hope for them. So this is what
friend.
So
look,
were they sportsmen like? They were.
That's right. Yeah. You know, good. Like, look, hey, it was a good, tough, hard game. And you may be sure that Ireland celebrated. And they were certainly entitled to celebrate. But a chap was telling me yesterday that he gave €10 for a pint of Guinness.
Hmm.
€10.
My God.
And we're giving out to Trevor and Shawnee in the bridge and the whole lot for a fiver.
€10 for a pint of Guinness.
€10 for a pint of Guinness, friend. That is €80 for a gallon.
Yeah.
And a gallon of petrol is a tenner. A gallon of diesel is a tenner. And you go 40 miles in a gallon of petrol. How far will you go on a gallon of porter? Out to the Jacks and back in. Anyway, friend.
Do you know I was in England over last weekend or so. It's 30 cent a litre dearer for diesel in England.
By God, I'm dearer. Tonight.
The cost of living over there has gone. A lot of very unhappy people in the UK, I can tell you. Somebody's saying the cheek of Johnny Luby. Morgan for Men Barbers in Nina. They won the Best Barber in Tipperary Award.
So Christ, indeed, yeah. Hey, I could be up that way. Brian, how is it that the barber shops don't open on a Monday?
I didn't know that they didn't open. Well, I presume your hair is done for the weekend and stuff.
No, but somebody told me, now, this is what they told me, that years ago, do you remember that you'd see it in the Westerns and that the way that they'd shave a fella with the cutthroat thing?
I do, I remember, yeah.
Seemingly somebody accidentally died 200 years ago. Your man got a wobble or something like that. And
some
he
drink,
kind of,
was it?
It was, yeah. And that's why that they acknowledge that. And now that's what I'm told.
Oh, Lord
but
God.
But then, Fred, everybody tells me the queerest of stories.
I can well imagine. One of our listeners says, it's no wonder Johnny Luby is so wealthy, looking for free haircuts and stuff. Oh, sure. The money. Yes, the money. How is Shawnee there in the bridge?
Oh, Shawnee's flying it. Jeff, friend, does no. I tell you, he's one of the all-time greats. He doesn't seem to get flabbergasted or worried when he sees, as a matter of fact, he's the exact opposite. When he sees a crowd coming in, there's a smile on his face.
I bet you there
and that's what he's all about. But, Fran, I better mention a sister-in-law of mine.
You better.
I won't mention her name now, but she had a birthday last weekend, a wonderful lady, and we were in Mikey Ryan's.
Oh, very good.
And normally, I go to Bailey's, but we said we better give Mikey the turn, and the phone was top class in there, Fran. I don't know, have you been in there?
I've been in there a few times, I have.
Yeah, like there's top class there, and that. So I met them when I came out on the street for a puff of a fag. I met the great Thomas Woods.
Ah, very good. Very
I'll tell you, Fran,
legend in Cashel.
He is a fund of knowledge.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
You know,
sure,
he still regrets the town council's being done away with.
He's right too.
He is right, Jack.
And you just remind me, can I just point people to this week's edition of The Nationalist? Go out and buy it if you can, because there's a full page story about the great Johnny Dwyer, as we would know him, Sean O'Dear. And it's a lovely, lovely story by Pierce McCann. It's the story of Johnny's life, the medicine man in Cashel and stuff. So I would highly recommend that to people.
Is that the show, the Irish for...
Sean O'Dear, the pharmacist. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Shuppers, what is it?
Oh, God, I don't know. Don't
Jesus,
don't
friend,
be asking me stuff like that.
It's on top of my tongue.
Is it? Right.
Jeez, I can't hear it.
You're wondering what pharmacist is, Oscailge, is that it?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Christ, I know it off by heart, but...
But you don't. Shuppers.
I do. Johnny Dwyer's thing, yeah. But anyway, friend, don't forget the Rose Green Church thing next.
Okay.
You know, that's very important, the Cashel Community School and all top.
All right, Johnny, I must leave it there, but look after yourself and be good and all of that, won't you?
And turn the underpants back to front again.
Good. Bye-bye, Johnny. Bye-bye. That's the great Johnny Luby speaking to us there. And speaking of things to look out for, I know that I do not like the Dr. Fell, Bernard Farrell's wonderful play, kicked off at St. Paul's Community Centre in Tlaheen last night, and it's on tonight and tomorrow night as well. And tickets are €10 there, and they're available from my good friend PJ English there in Tlaheen, and the post office there in Ballyporeen, and all sorts of other places as well. And wish them well where that is concerned.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.